Hello, everyone, and you're on with Facts. Well, you're on with Diamond. Facts, Life, and Heartbeat. Sorry, I haven't been on my podcast for a while. I've been going through a lot, and it seems to be a never-ending saga. But where are my manners? How are y'all doing today? I'm doing good today, but, you know, all is life. Anyway, I was just wanting to say how big of a fan I am of action and comedy movies, because it's not boring. You know, it always is. It's interesting. Even Disney movies have action and comedy. You don't really stop and savor it, but whenever you get to, that's whenever you really can appreciate, you know, the true level of action and comedy. And the true love, honestly. Because I just got through watching The Lost City with Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum. I'm not going to diss it, you know, because it was a great movie. It was a lot of action and a lot of comedy. But honestly, you know, oh, and let's not forget Brad Pitt was in there. Even though he had a short role, he was in there. And he made himself known at the end, you know. I'm sorry I'm spoiling it if y'all haven't watched it yet. But, yeah, Brad Pitt is in the movie Lost City. And he's only in there for a limited time. Anyways, back to my point I was making. Sandra Bullock, she's a great actress. She's a great actress, yes. And Channing Tatum, oh my gosh, what a hunk. But he's not just known for his body, you know? Because he has really great parts of this, of the movie. And of other movies he's done, like the White House, like White House Down, OMG, love it. Okay, he was a total badass. And the part in The Lost City where he finally sets up, but he wants to show that he's more than just a pretty face, you know. He wants to show that his brain is more than just bronze, you know, spray tan lotion and taking pictures. You know, that's all he wants to show to Sandra Bullock, aka, I'm guessing Loretta is her name in the movie. I really can't remember. Anyways, yeah. I just wanted to share with y'all that insight, and I love it. I really do. I love it. But what is the deal with Harry Potter being a bad guy now? Like, why can't he be a good guy in movies? He was a total great guy in the Harry Potter sequels. I don't really know his name, so I am calling him Harry Potter. But yeah, he's a total bad guy now. He was a total bad guy in the second of, I think actually the first too. I can't remember that one. But he was actually the second bad guy, the bad guy in the second movie, Now You See Me Too. He was a bad guy in that, and he's also a bad guy in The Lost City. So, like, why? Why is he a bad guy now, playing bad guy roles? He's a great man. He could be an action hero, honestly, but he's too focused, I guess, on being having the easy parts, you know? And it's just like, why? You were a total badass in all of the Harry Potter sequels. Why just want to be lazy now? Why? Don't you want to have action or be an action hero, you know? Like Channing Tatum or now Sandra Bullock? Anyway, I digress. The Lost City is a great movie, but there's just some parts that are really like, why even put those in there, you know? Like, what was the director thinking when they went through a small hole in a cave to go to the other side of the cave? Like, really? Really? A small hole? Why? And how did Channing Tatum fit through that hole? That's just impossible, man. And I'm just like, why? Because with my broad shoulders, and I'm guessing his broad shoulders because he got muscles from, you know, he got muscles for days. But yeah, it was like, why? Why was there a small hole? I mean, I'm not expecting a door. Of course, I'm not expecting a door in a cave. But it's just something, like, really a small hole. A small hole. Like, what the fuck? You know? Excuse my language. What the freak? Anyway, I'm sorry I haven't been on, guys. But life is really getting me down. But I'm going to be on here more. I promise. Pinky promise! Alright, you listen to Diamond on Facts, Life, and Heartbeat. Stay safe, stay home if you're sick, and be kind to everyone because everyone's going through a lot right now, and we all need a hug or even a smile and a wave, you know. We don't have to hug each other, don't hug some random person, you know. Just give a smile and a wave. Be kind to each other because that's what we need right now is kindness. We don't need anger. We don't need violence. We need kindness. All right. Y'all be smart. Be safe. Love y'all.